Good morning. It's good to see everybody today. We've just heard a beautiful rendition of our Psalm 139, and it's how I would like to begin my thoughts today. If I take the wings of the morning and remain in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there also shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. Pardon me. It's not COVID, I promise. One of the things that we know about this gospel is that if you've ever raised wheat, you know that there is another plant that looks a lot like it when it's small. And so when wheat and darnel, D-A-R-N-E-L, grow together, in their early stages, it's almost impossible to figure out which one is which. So of course, anybody that was growing wheat and had the darnel amidst the wheat is not going to take the risk of cutting down or getting rid of the darnel, because they might also be getting rid of the wheat. Our gospel really talks about how God is going to sort all of this out, not us. We always get in trouble when we try to figure out who's the wheat and who's the weeds. In fact, we always make mistakes when we do that. What we need to know, and this comes out throughout our scripture, is that God so deeply knows who we are that in a sense, God is deep within our DNA and RNA. That we are a part of God, and God knows us deeply, no matter where we go, as our psalmist says. No matter where we go, God is aware of who we are and what we are doing. We can get lost in this gospel if we try to figure out who's the devil and who are the weeds and all of that stuff. It isn't the point. The point is that we are precious to God. And God is not going to risk throwing some of us away because there might be some weeds amongst us. Last Sunday's sermon, Kevin so beautifully proclaimed that God is generous with seeds, and that seeds are cast everywhere, even on ground that they're not expected to grow in. I don't know about you, but it's possible to walk on our seawall and see trees growing out of cement on the seawall. It's unbelievable where some seeds take root and grow. We have to know that in God's generosity, we are the beneficiaries of that. We are the beneficiaries of being God's beloved children. And God will not waste us or our essence of who we are. We are beloved. In our reading from Romans, again, it's a reading that we can get lost in trying to figure out various things about what's the flesh and what's not the flesh, and is the flesh good and is the flesh bad. And this stuff has been used to just substantiate a whole bunch of really nasty theology around the body. And that isn't the point of this. The point is that what is of the flesh is transitory. It passes away. It does not stay. So then what does stay? God. The love of God. That the things of the earth, the things of creation, also a gift from God, not against us, but a part. We are all a part of that creation. All of creation groans, much as Paul is saying, as a woman in labor, groaning for this life to spring forth, to become. It is in pregnancy that we hope for what is unseen. We hope for a baby. We hope for a healthy baby. We hope for a life that is fulfilled. But all of that is unseen. We just believe that we are a part of a process of giving birth to the creation that is ordered, given according to God's design, and that is love. Our reading from Romans also teaches us that within us, deeply within us, the Spirit of God allows us to say these words, my God, my Father, my Abba. This relationship is the relationship of a child to a parent. We could as easily say, my mother, my grandmother, my grandfather, my beloved. That it is the Spirit of God within us that allows us to see and experience our relationship with God as that of a beloved child. Adopted. What does that mean? It means with every right possible. That the inheritance that Jesus has is the inheritance that you and I share in. We hear Jesus say, my God, when he teaches us to pray, our Father. We hear Jesus say, my God, at his crucifixion, a moment of deep, deep distress. Same words, same relationship, same trust, same belief in God's love that is abiding in us completely, thoroughly, at all time, present, always to us. Our readings today speak of our relationship with God, and more importantly, God's relationship with us. We are precious in the eyes of God. We are beloved in the eyes of God. So much so that God is unwilling to do anything that might uproot us, but has given us what we need to grow and develop and become people of God, children of God. Our reflections today, how do we do this in the middle of our lives? The pandemic? We remain beloved of God. So as our psalmist says, if I take to the wings of the morning and remain in the utmost parts of the sea, you are there. Your hand will hold me. There is nothing, nothing that can separate us from the love of God. Let's spend a minute thinking about this. The relationship that God has given us is that of beloved children. The creator of all life, the fountain of all holiness, the blessings of all love, sees us as beloved children. Perhaps you and I might need to be a little brave here and see ourselves in the same way. If we do that, and as we do that, the face of the earth is renewed. It groans to give birth to God's love. We are a part of that. It starts with us rejoicing and celebrating that we are God's beloved. And when we act in that spirit of love, we are giving birth to creation that is reflective of God's presence and wonder and magnificence in our lives and in all of creation. Let us be beloved. Enjoy the day, beloved.